Do you want
to? Dude, I don't know. I was just going to start with, okay. I would be totally okay with Video Games Taco becoming its only weekly podcast.
Totes. Totes McGoats.
Totes McGoats 2, Electric Boogaloo, son of Totes McGoats.
The Goatening. But seriously.
Seriously.
Lol.
So, Emily and yes. Melissa, I hear that yes. people have trouble telling which one of us is which.
That has been a thing that people have said.
Yeah. Jenny.
Jenny was saying
Jenny.
That.
Jenny it, said that. Jenny brought that up right now.
It's true.
Hi, Jenny.
Should we just, instead of referring to each other, should we just refer to ourselves in the third person for this whole podcast?
I don't know. Emily thinks that would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
What is, Jenny wants to know what Melissa thinks.
Well, Melissa thinks that'll be even more confusing. I think we should do sort of a Dawson's Creek kind of thing. Where after every single thing we say to each other, mm-hmm. we follow it with the person's
that's,
name.
That could also be confused with being my uncle.
Your uncle is Dawson's Creek.
But my uncle is Dawson's Creek.
We could make it into a drinking game so that yes. every time they hear one of our names,
mm-hmm. all right, guys.
I think that's an excellent
home.
Plan, Melissa.
You
thanks,
kids
Jenny.
At home can play along with me. Emily and Jenny and Melissa.
Two.
And I'm going to crack my beer right now.
Woo!
Let's play.
I don't have a beverage because my Capri Sun is too warm.
That's
so
the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Isn't it really sad?
I don't For multiple reasons.
I might be in the same level of sadness with you, though. There was a 6-pack of Shock Top left in the backseat of my car.
What's a Shock Top?
It's a Belgian ale. And I also had a, because it's KOLCon.
Woo!
Woo! It's KOLCon! So
a
friend of mine, who is awesome.
A friend of
Emily's. A friend of me, Emily.
Emily.
Asked me if they could bring anything, and I said, you should bring Tasty Cakes, because I'm from the East Coast.
Tasty Cakes.
I was born and raised in Philadelphia. Tasty Cakes is a brand.
What kind of brand, Emily?
An East Coast brand, Melissa.
But I am also from the East Coast. I, Melissa, but of the East Coast.
But you are from New England, Melissa. And I think that might be in a different region than Philadelphia.
Is Philadelphia even on the coast?
There's like a river.
There's a Delaware
right?
Bay. The Delaware Bay is there. Chesapeake Bay is right nearby.
Is that a coast?
You're near... close enough.
I, Jenny, have a weird urge to read the novel series Melissa of the East Coast. That sounds
Melissa
amazing.
Of the Connecticut.
Melissa's. A Connecticut Melissa in King Melissa's court.
Did we hear yet what a Tasty Cake was?
Oh, okay. Oh, Tasty Cake is a brand. It's basically... I'm trying to think of something that is national. It is very tasty and it is very cake.
What does it have going on that would separate it from like...
My favorite thing, like this thing was the thing that was my snack as a kid.
Mm.
It was the treat that I got.
Like your snack at school?
Yeah. So, no, like my snack in life.
Okay.
I mean,
your universal snack.
My mom was very tight knit on
what. Tasty cakes are not just for Christmas, they're for life.
Yeah. Like, so my mom was very, very particular about what we ate when we were kids. So every so often she would bring home a box of Tasty Cakes. And the ones that we had were the peanut butter cakes, which is there. It is like a shortbread type. It's softer than a shortbread, it's a cake. Basically,
so it's like a medium,
like a yellow cake.
Yeah, like a yellow cake, maybe
like
a little
pound cake.
Maybe a little denser. Yeah,
I
like
love
in between a yellow
cake
and a pound cake.
Okay,
we're with
and
you.
Then,
is
and
it?
Then so it is. Is that in a circle? And then the top of it is layered with a little layer of peanut butter, and then the whole thing is coated in milk chocolate.
Is it similar?
And it's delicious.
To those cup things that you get, like those yellow cup things that you get and put strawberries in?
No.
Okay.
Oh, it's like it's a little fluffier than
a
that.
A little fluffier than
it's,
that.
It's
good because
hard.
Those things are a little bit gross.
They're a little
I
much.
I really like them.
So I'm just upset that I not only left a 6-pack of beer in my car, but I also left these Tasty Cakes. I have not seen my car since last night, and it is currently Saturday night, and I have not seen my car since Friday night.
And given that we're in Arizona, the Tasty Cakes are probably
that's
a
long
puddle.
Gone. I mean,
the
I would glass be surprised
has melted.
Yeah,
on the
I would
shock
be surprised
top.
If the glass did not melt yet on the Shock Top.
So Jenny, did you have a universal snack? a life snack, if you will.
Oh,
life snacks.
I was a fat kid. I ate all the snacks.
You ate all
the
snacks?
My parents didn't care.
What about at school? What snack did you bring to school when you were younger?
Did I bring a snack to school?
I wish I could have had Twix. I had those stupid fruit roll-ups and a glass and like a carton of milk.
What? Stupid fruit roll-ups.
They were when other people were eating chocolate.
They were my fucking, they were like what the rich kids ate at my school.
They had some cool-ass fruit roll-ups. They had the kind with the little shapes that were all cut out where you'd peel those.
Okay.
And you get to eat
so
the
those were
you
after
guys,
my time.
Yeah, were you, okay, so that. Oh.
They had the rainbow
they
ones.
Had,
did you
for,
have the rainbow ones?
For a little bit.
Nope. Oh my god, did you just have like sad, flat strawberry?
Yep.
That's almost as sad
we
as
had,
like Capri Sun.
They came out with the tattoos, the tongue tattoos.
Oh
nope,
my god.
Didn't have
yeah. That was after my time.
Oh man.
I like how
that should have been after my time, but I kept eating
yeah,
that
but like
shit.
Geologically, like we dig down and there's the, okay, there's the Emily layer. We got to that. And then we dig down a little lower and it's like, oh, here's Jenny. And then you dig down and there's like Melissa. And it's like, oh, the fruit roll-ups are really sad down here. I'm going to need.
They're like the all natural bullshit that they sell at Trader Joe's.
Before
just
they
falls apart
start
in your mouth,
shapes in them
doesn't
yeah.
stick
yeah.
in your teeth at all. Stupid. Yeah. What's the point in that? There are seeds in it. It's
did
supposed
you?
To be,
there were seeds.
Yeah,
in mine.
I know.
Did you guys have as part? I got a la carte lunch for a while in like junior high, and they had. Did you have those weird like triangular, like almost like a triangular pyramid, except it was like. They were like weird non-Euclidean frozen like fruit squeezy juice things.
Yes.
Yes.
I love those.
Oh yeah. My god. That I is a perfect
so
description,
hard.
Jenny.
Thank you, Melissa.
No, it really is a perfect description. I had those too. They're
I really
timeless.
I think they're very timeless, Jenny
Yay.
And Melissa. I'm just going to be the other person here cuz nobody I don't really stick out.
I think if anybody, you're the one who sticks out.
I'm fogging up my own glasses right now.
Nice.
I'm sorry. I keep getting drunk, and also it's
what?
KOL Con, so it's
what?
Like exhausted
yeah,
plus
all,
drunk.
We're
oh
all very
God.
Tired and drunk.
Yeah. KOL
Con.
Yeah, I'm caffeinated. I'm not. I drank last night, and it was like a public service announcement for like not drinking.
Dude.
Except that I didn't get in my car and drive and run over a child.
She walked up to me. Jenny walked up to me at this party last night.
Drunk.
And I was just trying to figure out how the ground yeah. was working at this point. Because I was in these weird ballerina shoes standing on some loose pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
But there was
all
a garden
in
hose.
Elton John video?
Like- yeah, I don't know. But there was this garden hose also that was just like... in random spots throughout this area
so
that
sexy.
I was standing in. And Jenny just walks up and she's like, do you want to try this? It's like six different liquors mixed together. She like named them all
what?
Off and I'm like,
what?
You don't remember this?
That was that me?
You handed me something. And it had.
Did I hand you a Moscow Mule?
No. It was fruity.
Oh, was it like peach tea and orange juice?
Yes. Okay.
That was,
okay.
That was
okay.
Peach,
tea,
peach
vodka,
tea, vodka, and orange juice.
Okay.
Because
there
the
were a lot of words.
There were a lot of words, and I assumed that that meant there was a lot of liquor.
Yeah.
But it was just
okay,
really
descriptory. Okay, so the liquor called peach, the liquor called tea, the liquor called vodka, the liquor called orange,
that was
and the
all
liquor
there.
Called juice. So that was like
there.
Five different drinks. So like a Long Island.
It was all there, and she was just way, way shit-faced in my brain. Because I was trying to figure out how the ground worked.
I was exactly drunk enough to apologize for probably going to get drunk enough to ask if you wanted to have sex.
Yeah,
later.
I remember that. It was really yeah. it was a nice touch.
A lot of the reason I don't drink is because I am a slut.
I like that there's silence.
I like,
after
yeah.
That.
I
we're
wish
just gonna
if
leave
I had
that right there.
Crickets. If I had cricket legs, I would have just rubbed those babies together. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Emily.
I haven't seen you guys. Hey, we haven't all been in the same room.
I know.
We're in the same city.
By the, by ourselves in a while.
Ooh, mm-hmm. is this getting sexy?
It's getting sexy.
It's getting sexy. Do you realize that this show is just one, like, I don't know what it's one away from a lesbian orgy at any given time, but it's one as something.
I
once
I've
we
been,
figure out what that
oh,
something
wait, I've
is.
Been licking the microphone the whole time.
Is that what that was? Is that what was going on? Should we go to some mail?
We could go to some mail.
I think we should go to some mail. Yeah.
M-A-I-L.
Yeah. Oh.
So apparently we are really bad at paying attention to this one forum thread that we have.
One
I put it out there.
by the time this airs, it might not be a thing, but on the Kingdom of Loathing forums, I put it out there that the first person to send us ASCII boobs, we will make a Facebook page for Video Games Taco.
Yes.
Which this is Video Games Taco number 3.
Woo!
We did 3 of them. And that's fucking saying something, because we've been in the same room the whole time, and pretty much the whole time. Melissa has lived like halfway across the fucking country.
And we've done 3.
And she made a point to come here so we could do this.
She's
for you guys.
Just for this.
It's for you.
Just for this.
I don't know where we left off.
Yes.
We already read that question.
I want to start calling you psychologist with a capital P.
With a capital P.
We'll get to that one later, but there was one for you.
Oh, the mods one?
Yeah. Well, wasn't it?
So let's see. Sigatron. Hi, Sigatron. Wants to know, do we make or download user-made mods for your games? And if yes, do you notice any particular difference in the types of mods women will choose or create as opposed to men?
So, Jenny, what do you think about that?
I like mods, Melissa.
Tell me more.
To mod my game. I like to mod my Minecraft.
Mod how? What does it mean to mod?
Oh, so modding, okay. So, is when a user will go in... user. I sound like, I don't know, like a PBS show from the 80s, right? Like super user and computer.
They go in with their floppy disk.
Yes.
And they type in run.
Yes. And they leave a back door so they can hack. Clearly.
That's what she said. I'm really tired of that joke, and I'm sorry.
And yet we can't stop.
I'm sorry.
I've used it three times already today.
I'm just really sad about it.
You like mods?
I like the mods.
Huh.
Which is when somebody will basically make something that changes a game.
So it's like a macro?
It is.
It's not a macro. So
it is mostly like a visual change.
Sometimes there's gameplay stuff, depending on the tools available.
I mean, with
available.
Minecraft, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But. So there are some, what mods can I think of for Minecraft? There's one that I think is really cool that makes my frame rate really shitty, so I kind of can't play it a lot.
Okay.
But it, like, before there were villagers or anything, like, in Minecraft, there was this mod that would, like, spawn these French villages.
Okay.
Like, Norman villages.
Okay.
Places, called Millenaire.
Cool.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right.
Doesn't
it
matter.
Be millinery. I don't know. But...
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. And like you could trade with the NPCs and stuff. And it basically fundamentally changed the way that you were playing Minecraft, right?
Okay, this makes more sense because there were some things I was trying to do in Minecraft.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, they're not working. And he was like, those are mods. Like, you don't have whatever the capabilities are to do what you're trying to do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a mod that really freaked Kevin out.
Which one?
Yeah, all the boys. It added angles to Minecraft.
Angles?
Yeah, like triangular blocks.
That's just weird.
You're freaking out, too.
I am totally freaking out right now.
Like triangle blocks?
Yeah, like diagonal.
I'm sorry. I got caught up with my
Are you texting people about drama?
No, I have sparkly nail polish on you guys.
Oh, well, that's fine.
And it's chipping, so it's like double distraction.
Ah,
so I just kind of zoned out for a minute, and I'm sorry.
Ah,
come back to us, Emily.
Yes.
Mods. Yes, mods.
Don't go into the light.
The only mod that I have downloaded for anything in recent memory, within the last year, I would say, is the Skyrim mod that makes NPCs and stuff have My Little Pony characters.
Oh, I was just wondering if
that's
that was the
awesome.
One. Yeah.
And I really like it because I am not a brony. I'm not into My Little Pony at all. And there's just something about because... My Skyrim character, I know I said this last episode that I wouldn't talk about Skyrim anymore.
I think we could talk about Skyrim again.
I think it's gotten to the point where it's, you know, whatever, not everybody's talking about it. But
we're going to talk about Skyrim,
so my
fuck
character,
you.
Yeah.
Right? Tell us about your character.
My character, yes.
Emily.
So, my right hand has a battle axe in it
nice.
That I always enchant. My enchantment
nice.
Skill is high enough that, like, I switch out the battle axes.
What do you enchant it with?
I've been mostly into the one that sucks stamina because
I
then
like
it just like recharges itself.
Especially if
nice.
You're using all your battle axe skills.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
And so that's in my right hand, and then my left hand is I have been just summoning Flame Atronox unless I come across somebody. For instance, I came across this guy who every time you summon a dude to play on your team, mm-hmm. he will mimic that skill.
Oh,
yeah, he's a douchebag. He is a total fucking douchebag.
That's awesome.
Nice.
And yeah, it took me. I had to die to him twice to realize that that's what he was doing.
I like summoning the thing.
Yeah, my flame atronach rules, and I love her to death.
I got one hand in my pocket, and the other one is summoning a flame atronach.
Yeah, good.
I still played Skyrim.
It's so
fun. I mean,
fun.
I played like a minute of it, and then.
So you're like on a wagon.
I was totally on a wagon, and then I was like, "This game is stupid.
Why do I have to run from this dragon? I want to fight it."
There was this dragon, and I was trying to fight it, and they were like, "You can't fight it." And I was like, "Fuck this shit!" And I just threw it down.
You guys can just suck my dick. I threw it on the ground. So I build up because I've been playing for I don't know, probably over 200 hours at this point, and. So it got to the point where my one-handed melee was so fucking good that I unlocked like these special cinematics for when I kill something. So like there will be certain times where I will just crit on something at a certain point that will just slice its head off. And when that is a fucking My Little Pony, when that is Pinkie Pie or Twilight, whatever the shit.
Oh, nice.
Like when you are just slicing their head off, it is so nice.
Nice.
It makes me feel so good about myself.
Sounds very satisfying.
It's so nice.
Nice. Should we do the next listener question?
Yeah, okay. You do one, Em.
There was one down here. Oh, I went back. I'm sorry. I'm going back. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, guys.
Okay. Race. We're racing the iPhones because my Android decided to be so shitty that it didn't even want to be powered on anymore. I'm feeling
okay. Where were we? Video games Tuco. That's good because Tuco is a character in Breaking Bad. That's
Have you ever
funny.
Tried eating a hot dog in a taco shell? No, Casey Wiederman. There's something wrong
with no,
you.
Yeah, no. Fuck you, man.
We also don't know why your cat ran away, but we're sorry that it did.
I think
and
your cat might
didn't
be dead.
Come back because it probably got hit by a car.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
So,
it's true.
So this has been asked more than once. Will there ever be a VG Taco Dog podcast or Narrow the Twain Shall Meet? So I was told that this could be a thing, but probably wouldn't be because it would mean getting. 6 mics and having us all in the same room and not talking over each other constantly.
I know
and
that
I don't
sounds
know.
Impossible.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
I don't know if you noticed, but none of us can fucking do that, even with half that
and
people.
It's the same
I'm
with
not
the
saying it'll never happen. Oh yeah, I'm shy.
The boy, like it's whenever I listen ridiculous. To the show, I'm like, just let each other talk.
Yeah,
but you don't know because we're all drunk when we do this.
I know. We're doing it too.
I know.
Like we can't even say shit about it because we do the same thing.
I feel like Riff is quiet enough. If there were 6 people in the room, he would just become part of the insulation on the wall, and we'd never see him again.
It would be like that little 1x3 strip of carpet on the wall.
It would be like that Buffy episode where that girl who never talked and nobody noticed, she just started to disappear, and she became invisible, and then it turned out it was because she had become like a wallflower, and then she just turned into a wallflower.
Did I watch that one? Or was that one of the ones that you were like, we can skip this one. This one sucks.
That was probably one that I skipped.
Giant Mantis, we can skip this one. This one sucks.
The teacher turns into a frame. The costume was so bad.
I really like that. I can't even tell who said this, but somebody said it was beneath them trying to joke about a group of ladies doing something together once a
month. That was pretty funny.
It's pretty good. I like the Ferdinand joke.
Oh, thank
What's
you.
What's the first? Oh, the
questions for Melissa's cat Ferdinand can be sent to Monsieur Le Fluffy at catfancy.com. Zach's cat and also my cat, Ada, is recovering from a traumatic Hollywood movie career and would rather not discuss her personal life.
Emily is reading Jenny's post from the forum.
I am. Yay. I really am.
Oh,
it's
that
so
was...
good.
We're looking for questions. What's
first
next?
Boy on the moon made the joke about the ladies.
Oh,
this is Casey
cool.
Witterman wanting to know why his cat died, and it's because Melissa didn't love it enough.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Here's a good one. What game is total bullshit?
I was just about to read that, and then you did. I was like,
sorry. Wait, let's start over.
Okay.
Emily, would you like to read the next question?
I think you should read
hey,
the next
guys.
Question.
Hey, guys.
What?
What? What
yes.
game?
I'm on the edge of my sheet. Or
sheet. Sheet. Is total bullshit. What game? makes you want to fucking throw your computer and or PlayStation and or Xbox and or Wii and or DS and or anything the fuck else.
Is it a game where you massage a butterfly, Emily? Do you hate a game where you massage a butterfly, Emily?
It's not a game. I can't even call it a game. It's not a game.
What are you guys talking about? Glitch?
We're talking about
it's not a fucking game.
Glitch.
It
is MMO.
Wander around, talk to people, rub some lotion on some butterflies.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
You're literally okay.
You
I
have to buy butterfly lotion.
You have to buy butterfly lotion to massage a butterfly, and then you get milk.
Yeah.
What?
It's like a bad dream.
That is like the main fucking
goal.
It's like
a boring bad dream.
Like,
do you know what you get if you squeeze a chicken? Melissa, guess what you get if you squeeze a chicken. Just guess.
Marmalade?
No, you get wheat.
And no, you don't.
Yes, you do.
You get wheat. You squeeze a chicken, wheat comes out of it, and then if you want an egg, you have to find where the eggs grow on trees. What?
So I get it. I get it. What? Like, I get it, right? They were trying to just find a little off-the-wall OMG. This is so quirky.
They're being zany.
They're trying to be zany.
Mm-hmm.
Get it.
It's,
but,
you know.
I mean, for instance, I really appreciated the fact that participating in the beta got you a pickle. The pickle is just about useless, except to say, I have a pickle.
I was in the beta.
Is it a real pickle?
No.
Well, that would be awesome.
They send a pickle
to
your
house. Totally
those, like,
eat it.
Huge ones from the deli where you had to, like, take the plastic off.
And they were
off.
Just like cucumbers.
Yeah. And they were these huge cucumbers, and you have to go in with those tongs and pull it out and put it in one of those crinkly, like, paper bags.
That's
wax
exciting.
Paper bags. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah. So I feel like the zany on Glitch is not the worst zany.
Oh, no,
like,
no,
I
no.
Can totally, like, I appreciated that the massage however many butterflies quest is called Happy Endings for All.
Yeah.
I mean, totally. I took screenshots that we can put on our Facebook page when somebody gives us ASCII boobs.
I've yet to see ASCII boobs.
Yeah, we're going to need to see some ASCII boobs. It would be awesome if, like, a whole girl made out of ASCII just walked in here and flashed us.
It would be.
That would be the best delivery mechanism.
And she had at symbols as nipples.
Yeah.
And she was like, these are my two email addresses.
space, 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 at symbol, space, 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 parentheses. I'm sorry.
How do you guys do your ASCII boobs? I like to do like a left parenthesis, and then I can't remember if I do a period or like a small O, like a space, and then like a small O, and then like a space, and then like a Y.
Do you know? I don't know if I've ever actually typed ASCII boobs.
Yeah, oh my God. The closest I've got was making boob on my calculator.
Oh, did you people not cyber sex on a mud?
Oh, wow. The next. Oh, Gleebs already did it. Gleebs, you win.
Gleebs.
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 What's a Gleebs?
Okay. Number one, I just saw Gleebs. Gleebs today.
I saw Gleebs today.
He
too.
Is.
Do
he
I know
is at this convention. You should.
Which one is he?
He's the long haired redhead.
He's got long red
he's
hair.
Pretty.
Oh, yeah. He was at the. Yeah. He was at the skate town thing, too. Yeah.
He was also there. So he just posted the ASCII boobs. He did the classic. The left parentheses space dot space
y space dot space. Okay, good, good.
No, that's what.
Good.
That's what his plan was.
I might have gone with small o's, but dots are acceptable.
I mean, the those small are... o's. I feel like that is a little off in the.
You really need something between a dot and a small o.
Yeah.
That just, you need one of those.
A degree sign.
Yes,
but
you need a degree sign.
Down, like, please lower.
That is exactly what you need for nipples.
That's what you need.
We should work on that.
Yes.
You know, we should just make our own computer.
We should kickstart this.
iOS. We should make our own computer
ASCII
operating
boobs.
System.
Yeah. $25,000.
We just need to figure out how to turn the degree symbol upside down.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while.
We could turn our computer upside down, but then the other punctuation would be wrong.
Are you guys still talking?
Did we answer a question? Did we read a question? What happened?
It was the bullshit game, and you were talking about Glitch. You never answered the question about the mods, though. There was like a female specific.
I noticed. So I used to play The Sims a lot, and I liked user created content. I've noticed that girls will do like a lot of visual, like furniture stuff, and like clothes and like hairstyles a lot of the time. But then also, like, storytelling, like, anything to help you. Because there were things that people wanted to tell the stories in The Sims, like, they wanted adults and, like, teenagers to be able to date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
Again, and then there were creepy people who wanted adults and kids to be able to date.
And they were named Allen Ginsberg.
All of them.
The Man Boy Association.
Oh. I'm disturbed now.
I'm disturbed now, too. Was Melissa.
Sorry, Jenny. Here's another one. What is your favorite video game to feature a cat? I can answer this one.
Yes.
Sushi Cat. Have you guys played Sushi Cat?
I have totally played Sushi Cat.
Emily, have you played Sushi
Describe
Cat?
Describe it for me.
So you have this round cat. And
yes, and he bounces. And he has to bounce through and catch
I'm
the
sushi. I'm glad that all
cat.
I had to say was okay. You have a round cat.
Yes. For the listeners who might be unfamiliar with Sushi Cat.
It's a round cat, and you have to get him to be as fat as possible. Super fat cat, I think.
Super fat
and
cat.
So you're bouncing him around and getting sushi, and then I'm not very good at explaining this.
It's kind of like a pachinko game, but there are like
you have to get through certain hoops.
Yeah, they're like
progress.
And I think you have to get a certain amount of the sushi. So there's just like sushi floating in the level, and you have to get your cat to like pick it up. And when
you have to ricochet off of him.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And then you go into certain buckets, and you get more points depending on.
You get more points for, like, harder-to-hit buckets.
And then
it's
there's
like,
this
you know,
over...
like the Piggle kind of.
Yeah, it's totally like a Piggle.
Except you're not shooting him, you're just dropping him, because that would be mean
you
to
You get
shoot
to decide
cat.
Where you drop him, like the Plinko thing, and Price is Right or whatever.
I love that thing. I love the Price is Right.
We had this big argument about whether Bob Barker was dead, and I was like, Bob Barker is not dead. I would know.
He's totally dead.
And I don't know why I would know. I don't know if I would just like wake up and be like, Bob Barker's dead.
Yeah, he totally died.
I have a psychic connection to Bob Barker. This is my superpower.
Because Kevin brought him up on Wikipedia and was like, he's been inactive since 2007. I'm like, that doesn't mean he's dead. Then he hasn't been on television.
I totally thought he was dead.
I don't think he's dead. Because if you go to Wikipedia, it says is. And we did some research, and we looked up everybody we knew who died recently.
Mm-hmm.
And they always have already been updated as was.
Is there not just like a BobBarkerDeadOrAlive.com or something?
Oh, there could be.
Who else had that? Who had that?
Oh.
It was like the guy from Happy Days or something.
Oh, it wasn't.
Fonzie?
Not Fonzie. The chef guy. The guy that owned the bar.
Yes, Arnold.
Arnold.
But Arnold.
It was like the actor of Arnold.
Arnold. Happy Days is a totally valid way to express the concept
not.
Arnold and draw something.
No, it's not.
I don't care what you people think.
It's not.
Do you know what? I actually.
I can draw Fonzie.
I got into this very strange conversation the other night. I was talking about TV tropes and trying to get somebody to understand the concept of TV tropes being a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
tell us more, Emily.
The brother Chuck thing was what got me started because I tried. Okay, I have really bad ADD. I don't know if you listeners have learned this.
All three of us have.
Yeah, we are all pretty bad about it. But so. I was reading a Cracked article, which led me to TV Tropes, which just led me, like, TV Tropes and Reddit are the two websites I cannot go to. Mm-hmm. It's 3 days later, and
so
I have
Reddit,
not eaten.
And then you're on Wikipedia, and then you wake up, and you're in LA.
Like, I'm just like, oh, what day is this? Why is there sun out? So
when did I grow
TV
this
tropes.
Beard?
So TV Tropes, Brother Chuck, comes from the Happy Days. That phrase was coined because the first... I think at least season of Happy Days, Richie Cunningham had an older brother named Chuck who ascends the staircase with his basketball at the end of the season and never
and
comes
never
back,
comes
down,
back
again.
Down.
He never comes back. What was that? What was up with that?
That's
weird.
A trope.
I totally
that is now a trope,
that.
And it has happened to people. And the most ominous one was that it was on Days of Our Lives or All My Children or something during the 80s, one of the soap operas during the 80s, where a kid was like, oh, I'm going to go up to the attic to polish my skis, and he never comes back down again. And, like, I mean, they're long-running series because they're soap operas. And, like, 10 years later or something, somebody goes up into the attic for some reason or another, and there's a skeleton with a ski hat and a set of skis just like up there in the background of the scene. That's like they don't
hilarious.
Even point it out. I was like, huh. All right, TV shows. All right. You can exist.
Good job, Days of Our Lives set designer. Yeah, somebody.
Because they probably knew. Like they knew that they left that fucking hole there. And it's like, oh, we're just gonna kill off this character, I guess, but you're not gonna find out until nobody remembers him.
How did we get to TV tropes?
Instead of ski polish, she was using
we went there
like,
from Happy Days,
snakes.
Which we got to Happy Days from.
From
checking
to my
if people were still alive.
Places.
Yeah.
Yes.
People were still
Bob
alive
Barker.
Or not.
Bob Price Barker. Is Right. Plinko, oh, Price Sushi is right. Cat.
Yes. High five, Jenny. Okay.
It all comes back.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Wow.
It'll never happen again. Sushi Cat.
Sushi Cat. Oh, so there's this like overarching
that was
story.
Really awful. Mm-hmm.
This overarching story of Sushi Cat wanting to meet this other girl cat and he can't get to the girl cat.
He's a male cat.
He is a male.
Other
he is
girl
a male
cat. Cat.
It's a very heteronormative story.
Scory. But I was thinking about the second part of that question, which is there a game that would be improved
if all the characters were cats?
Fallout 3.
I was thinking Spy Hunter. And I was thinking that you could be riding a cat up the highway, and then you would, like, the paws would, like, let oil slicks go.
And you could have, like,
spikes coming out of the sides of their arms, and you could ride the cat.
I want to play this game.
Okay, it's not too late.
Okay.
We have these connections.
Okay. Yes.
I mean, okay, it took almost 3 years. But the idea that I had about the snowboarding game about vomiting blood when your insure meter was full totally became a part of a video game.
That's totally a
thing. Which video game?
Kingdom of Loathing.
Duh. I knew the answer to that.
So, never forget your dreams. If you want to have a game where you can ride a cat down a highway putting down oil slicks, which could be spray.
You know,
it could be.
It could be pee.
You know,
I like the oil.
I
you
did not
just
realize.
Cough up hairball.
That would be great. And they could like, I don't like the big ice chunk things in Plants vs. Zombies that guy and they could just like,
oh yeah,
and just crush everything.
What did you realize? Jeff?
I didn't realize that I wanted this game until you came up with it, Melissa. Melissa came up with this game because she's awesome.
Drink
and. Now I want it more than I want, like, long-term goals for myself.
I want it more than I want
my associate's degree and whatever stupid thing I'm going to college for at age 30-something.
You're gonna disappear.
I'm gonna drop out of community college. I'm not even gonna create. I'm just gonna go and ask people, like just people on the street, not even game designers. Like, hey, could you make me a game where you're riding a cat and oil comes out of it? And it's like Spy Hunter, except it's a cat. And then they'll be like, no. Do you have a dollar? I'd be like, yeah.
That was a good story.
I have a dollar, Jenny. I'm just going to keep saying people's name at the end of sentences.
Emily,
Melissa.
Do you have a favorite cat game?
Do I have a favorite cat game?
Cat game.
Ratchet & Clank? That's a cat.
Mm. Yeah. I don't really like Ratchet & Clank all that much.
Oh, no.
I love Ratchet & Clank.
I'm sorry, Banjo-Kazooie was better.
I love Banjo-Kazooie. No, they have the best weapons in Ratchet & Clank.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
I'm really not sorry.
No.
There's the Emily I know and love. I was like, what is this sorry bullshit?
I'm not sorry at all.
Who have you been hanging out with?
Who has
fuck your
you?
Opinion. Banjo-Kazooie is better than Ratchet & Clank.
Is that a cat?
No,
it's a dog and a bird.
No, he's a bear and a bird.
A bear and a bird.
I like
wow.
Yeah.
Well, if you add a bear and a bird, don't you get a cat?
Sure. BBC.
I don't know. Friend of mine works at Petco, got a kitten in, named it Bear. And I said, a bear is not a cat, dummy. And it was a really good story.
The end.
I mean, I come out with these stories.
Are there cats in Skyrim?
No. Mm. There are not. I'm really trying to think of
There are the Khajiit. Who, according to canon, have barbed dicks just like cats do.
Huh.
I did not want to know that.
Well, now you do.
Thanks. Thanks, Jenny.
You are welcome, Emily.
You better be drunk.
Yeah, I was just going to say, everybody, we need to help them get shit-faced.
Yes.
I don't think we're doing our job.
Melissa, I think you're right.
Okay, Emily. What's next on the agenda? Well, we don't really have agenda.
What have you been wasting your time with lately? Video games.
I know Melissa's been playing some Puzzle Craft.
Well, I haven't since I since I beat it or whatever. Got to the.
Did you get the castle?
It was insane. We were at Dragon Con, and we were standing in line, or we were playing a board game, and it wasn't my turn, or I was going to the bathroom, or I was eating something.
What? Is it my turn? Are we playing? What did you just do? Do I need to know about anything that's happening on this table?
I was like compulsively playing Puzzle Craft because I wanted to get up because Kevin had like built all these buildings and I hadn't done that yet and I needed to surpass him. And
oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun and then it was boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it was done. But I liked the sounds. I liked the collecting things. It was like Dungeon Raid? Yeah, it was like Dungeon Raid except more productive. Like,
yeah.
I felt like I was...
Yeah, I enjoyed having, like, permanent, like, resources.
Mm-hmm.
Or not, like, permanent because you were, like, spending them, but I liked keeping, like, getting
exactly,
stuff.
And using
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and I liked the leveling up where if you, like, finish a line of wheat or whatever, it turns into what, like a carrot?
Yes, I liked that, too.
I liked that, too, except that it made it harder to keep doing long lines.
Yeah.
I kind of just want to... Did you play the War Games Whopper one?
No, I didn't.
It was the same kind of thing, but you had, like, tactics that let you change stuff on the board was a lot of what was going on with that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a bunch of stuff that just let me change, like, all of my... There were basically, like, four kinds of resources, and I got two that let me change, like, all my money into missiles.
Yeah, that's the same thing as in Puzzle Craft.
Yeah, like, but you had to, like, buy them?
Yeah.
They were, like, consumable things. It wasn't, like, a power-up. It's weird. It's weird that if you're spending, like, mana or whatever, I don't feel bad about doing that. But if it's, like, a thing, like, oh, well, I have to use a resource to, like, craft a rake?
Yeah, exactly.
But what if I want to spend that on something else?
And you've collected that resource.
I don't need a bullshit rake. I'm just going to farm without this...
Then you do what Kevin does, and you, like, figure out the perfect formula for how to get as many rakes as possible by taking advantage of this loophole. And
I
don't
have the patience to make a spreadsheet for, like, 80 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I did like turning things, like, going from coal into diamonds into gold. And
that's cool.
Emily's fallen asleep.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry.
You haven't played the Puzzle Craft.
Not played Puzzle Craft, and also I've had
80 beers.
Like 12 hours of sleep in 3 days total.
Yikes.
It's KOLCon, man. Woo! Sleeping is for the week.
Yeah, so what have you been doing,
you can
Emily,
sleep later.
This weekend? You're losing your car.
I lost my car. My car.
I remember something happening last night that was.
I got kidnapped.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I was kidnapped.
You were Emily napped.
Yeah, I was. I just drove around for 2 days picking people up from airports and taking them wherever they needed to go, and then they would give me a beer and thanks, and then I would just go off and pick someone else up, and I have not actually been drunk yet.
You're drunk now.
I'm kind of drunk now. Yeah.
Should I go get you another beer?
I still have my beer going.
Do you want my
warm
Capri Sun?
That's not fermented enough for me.
Oh, it will be.
I don't know. I drank enough that it made me tired, but I didn't drink so much that I got drunk.
Yes, you have to keep drinking.
Yeah, no, so, like, at this point, I'm just like, I'm getting there.
Okay, should we take a break?
Yeah, we could. We could take
a break. I kind of miss my Capri Sun.
I'm sorry. Let's rejoin you with your Capri Sun.
Yeah, let's make that union happen.
It's like a Lifetime movie.
We should just play In Mexico right now.
Oh, that was so awesome when they came on at the roller rink.
I think I'm going to do it. Zach's going to totally edit it out.
Can you get, how do you make it happen?
Oh, I have it. Should I announce it? Because I think Zach would break up with me if I announced it.
Don't announce it, then.
It's available somewhere on the internet.
Somewhere on the internet. Find it.
That is your quest. You can find it pretty easily if you actually tried internet. Try and do things next time, jerks. I mean,
if you
want to
know where it is, you can text Emily at 867-5309.
Hey, that's my number.
Oh, Jenny. Sorry, I lost it.
I thought you got it. You got it.
This is going to have my number on your wall. Sound quality.
You're going to have the worst sound quality.
Probably, because I'm probably like 6 feet away from a thing.
Six feet under.
That was a good show.
That was a good show.
I like that there was a naked pirate. That was the most recent thing that I put.
What?
It was the most recent thing that was loaded on my Safari.
I thought you were talking about six feet under.
I don't remember that.
There were no pirates.
On the shores of Mexico, way down in Mexico.
I like the silence.
There are Mexicans, and there are half Mexicans. And three-quarter Mexicans and beans. And we drink in cantinas, cervezas with senoritas in Mexico. Mi hércules, jueves cinco sábado, enero, marzo, julio, junio, cuatro. Me llamo Juan. Yo soy un matador. Yo quiero Taco Bell, señor.
Lo siento.
Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu.
Buenos Aires, Titicaca, and Mexico.
He's gonna kill me. He's gonna kill. Why am I talking? I'm
talking into the phone.
On the shores of Mexico, way down in Mexico. There are half Mexicans, and three-quarter Mexicans, and beans. In cantinas, cervezas, senoritas, in Mexico.
So that just happened. I'm sorry, Zach, I love you. You can totally cut that out, but I think it's fucking great that that was played at... Dead of time. All right, I'm marking it. We're marking. Hey, guys. Hey, everybody.
Did you mark?
I did mark. We're back.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, guys.
We were totally talking about menstruation on the break.
Yeah, we had a really good talk outside.
It was amazing.
During this break.
Yeah.
So Diva Cups.
We don't actually have to talk I heard about it, Diva I, Cups, I, but I'm they're
gonna,
awesome.
I'm going to regale this tale because I heard they are an effective alternative to the other
if you
alternatives.
Care about the planet, I guess.
If you care.
Well, you don't even have to care about the planet.
What if you hate the planet?
If you hate the planet, well, I don't know.
If you only give a shit about the planet a couple times a day.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to mention any names, but somebody that I know was on a long car ride and had a Diva Cup.
All of a sudden,
she went to stand up, and she was like, oh, no.
No, what happened, Emily?
She spent a decent amount of time, Melissa, in a truck stop bathroom scrubbing her own thighs.
Oh.
I know, it's gross. I'm going to mark it again because you can totally also cut this out even though you don't
Period.
Have to. Yay! Okay, now we're back for real.
Yay!
Hey, what have you guys been playing in the video games?
Oh, man. I've been playing a lot of stuff because we haven't, like, recorded in a while.
I know. It's been a month.
I even forgot what most of it was.
Oh.
So I played some Knights of the Old Republic.
Okay.
Oh, how it...
Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Actually. And I'm not a super Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
Said the person in the Millennium Falcon
Right.
To be fair, you're wearing that to be twins with Zach, though.
That's true. Although the minute
she went home to change.
Yeah.
But it is a great it shirt.
It's like, really good.
I am wearing it because it is sincerely a badass t-shirt.
I mean, it's but got really, the specs when, and everything. Come
when
on.
Somebody okay. says, you know, Star Wars video games, I don't think Jenny.
Yeah. No, yeah. I didn't even see the original, like, the original movies until I was in high school.
Wow.
Weird. I know. That happened.
Are you somehow. American?
What my the parents, fuck year were you born in?
You know, Canadian. You know those novels in the 80s or like 90s that were super popular about the VC kids whose Andrews? Parents abused them? Or I guess they weren't novels. They were like supposedly true stories. You know, like the rabbit. Yeah, my mom just kept me in a shoebox for like my life, whole
well,
life.
There was this series.
And then she'd
of-
like drive over it with her car. And I grew up and I can't speak or whatever. That was-
no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, never mind.
What the fuck are you talking about? I thought you were talking about V.C. Andrews, that series of books with like yeah. kids in the attic or whatever, living
that,
in the attic.
That sort
Is that
of
what
thing.
You were?
Sybil. Sybil, okay. 70s, I guess.
Sybil, multiple personalities.
Sybil and, like, Rabbit. Yeah, but, like, multiple personalities because of horrific abuse or
okay.
whatever. Supposedly. Allegedly.
Okay. How does this work in of Star Wars?
That's what my parents did to me, and oh. that's why I never... No, my parents loved me, and they never kept me in a shoebox.
You're from the Midwest!
I know!
There's no way something like that could have happened.
We don't even have cars or shoeboxes in the Midwest.
Or driveways.
No, but yeah, so Knights of the Old Republic... it was the, I played all the way through the first one and I started the second one. The first one is BioWare and it was like, it's got that good BioWare game,
mm-hmm.
you know, quality Feel. To it, even though some of the writing and I'm just gonna, and I think, I hope that the guy who was at Dragon Con, who seemed really awesome, mm-hmm. who worked on it, was not the guy who wrote the line of dialogue where you like, so there's a part where you meet some really poor people.
Yeah.
And I wish that I had the line. I'm going to have to find the line for next episode.
Was that on, never mind. I forget what planet that was on, but I think I know what you're talking about.
It was on the first planet that you go to where you go down the elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you get off and there are these people and they like, they're spare changing you
yeah.
for like 20 credits or something really sad. And then there's an option to be like, oh, you poor people, I'm going to give you so much more. I think it was 5 credits. They're spanging you for 5 credits. Yeah, but there is literally this line where they say something about, we're just trying to eke out a meager and destitute existence here in the darkness. Like, oh my God, this is the worst video game writing ever. But then it like picks up. You know, and it's totally an epic like story.
Cool.
Like there's just all this cool shit going on that you care about, and your character's like a total badass Jedi, you know, but you don't start as the total badass Jedi because that wouldn't be any fun.
No,
you know, you have to find out about it. It's like Skyrim. You have to find out that you're the chosen one in like 50 million different ways, and then you're a Jedi. But it's just like everything cool about Star Wars, like lightsabers and like being on crazy planets and stuff with like alien hanging out in cantinas with those crazy blue headed chicks with the tentacles.
Nice.
And I can't remember what else was cool about Star Wars. Maybe that was stuff that people hate about Star Wars. I don't know.
The end.
The end.
What else have you, what have you been playing on?
Yeah, what have you been playing on?
Secret World and Guild Wars 2.
Mm.
Somehow I think I blame my boyfriend, that Zach guy that you may have heard ran about things like Guild Wars 2 and The Secret World. I've been playing a shit ton of it, of both of them, and I love them. And I was not an MMO person for most of my life. Like, I tried WoW, wasn't really into it.
So tell us about Guild Wars 2, because I know you talked about Secret World.
Yeah, Guild Wars 2 is... I like it in some ways, in most of the ways, I like it. There are a few things that I'm just like, what the fuck? When you first start your character, for instance, they give you all of these choices of, like, your first thing is in your starting area, you get 5 different people that you're supposed to help out, and you choose one of them. And I don't really know if... which one you choose really makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get this original thing where it's like help out one of the townspeople and you get anywhere near this person, this NPC, it just automatically starts that quest line.
Oh, huh.
And
I was like, well, shouldn't I actually have to find them first? Because I think that these monsters I'm battling are super overpowered. Mm-hmm. And the one is like, you have to talk to this guy who then transforms you into some kind of a dog type thing.
Huh.
And, well, I was like I'm an archer. I forget what my actual
nationality. Do you have pets or your race?
Yes, I have a pet.
Sweet.
But like you have to go around and you have to play with other of these mutt type things, and you have to kill a certain amount of bugs.
That's a weird sounding quest.
So yes. you have to talk to this guy in order to make any progress in the quest.
Mm-hmm.
But if you actually enter the general quest area, it starts it automatically even when you're still in your quote-unquote
cool.
human form. It's
Man,
cool.
If there's one thing I hate, it's going somewhere and just killing 20 rats on your way to get there, and then getting the quest to be kill 20 rats.
Yeah, but like if you go and talk to the guy and get turned into this mutt, mm-hmm. and then you accidentally leave this circle area of where this quest is taking place, mm-hmm. it just has this quick countdown, and then all of a sudden transforms you back into your previous form. I'm like, it should give you more of a thing like, are you sure you want to leave this area?
Yeah.
Or, you know, more of
then
a countdown maybe.
You have to go
maybe.
Back and talk to the guy again?
Yeah, you have to go again? Back and talk to him again to
this
continue
like the
quest.
It sounds like the weirdest game. I don't even actually know anything about it. Is this like a fantasy
Yeah,
thing?
It's okay. super fantasy. Mm. It is, it's very pretty. I really like the art style in it, and I feel like that is the this is pretty part of me coming through.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy the detail in the scenery is really nice.
It's cool if you're in like a 3D world. It's cool if it looks good, right? And it's like more immersive.
Yeah, because I got really into a lot of the games that I got super interested into and were like Borderlands and Fallout and things that were just very run down and destitute. They're pretty.
Mm-hmm.
They're
yeah.
really pretty.
Apocalyptic.
Yeah, and they're like. They're very dead.
Yeah.
I would say they're like deserted and dead and just run down. And
like my soul,
like your soul,
like your soul, Melissa.
Melissa, hey Melissa.
Hey Melissa.
Melissa.
I noticed that when like playing around with modding tools for like Fallout, and it's kind of like, there's nothing I really want to build because it's just gonna look so depressing.
Yeah.
And I found myself like trying to find the clean shit that didn't really fit the world.
Yeah, and I wish they made it. Not to go back in time 4 years or anything, but I wish they made it so that you could have a house that was super clean inside and actually, you know, took the time to make things not all raggedy looking. Because even the best house that you can get in Fallout 3 is still
it's still a shithole,
super fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And it's great because it gives you. You know, just purchasing it and having a place to craft without just traveling and finding something randomly or whatever. That was really nice, but it's also like, I don't think that I would have moved into this place if there was just a rusty-ass sink.
Yeah.
I would probably just...
Although that's
not.
The best you can hope for.
Megaton got hit by an atomic bomb that didn't explode.
Yeah.
So.
You're like, oh, sweet, dehydrated apples from 200 years ago. I'm eating the shit out of these because I'm playing hardcore.
I need to or else I will die.
Yeah.
I really like that about New Vegas is the hardcore mode.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I thought it was going to be harder than it was. But it was like, no.
It was actually really fun. I liked it a lot. And once you get to the point where you just have a current... Like, you can currently craft these things and make your food even better, and then it'll make you full longer. And that hardcore mode just really rocked my socks.
Is it Glitch that I'm thinking of that had the hunger thing that just got super annoying? Yes.
Was it Minecraft? Because Minecraft.
Of Glitch. I'm thinking how your energy runs down and you're using energy all the time, and then it's like, fuck. I have to use my last like 3 energy to make a sandwich or something, or I'm gonna. Riff died, I guess, and he went to hell.
He was so tired.
I don't really. Yeah, he'd been playing Dwarf Fortress and Glitch at the same time, and then he passed out and broke his arm. Yeah, no, he let his energy run out and he went to hell. And I don't really know what it looked like because he was just on the IM. And he's like, yeah, hell's really weird. I stomped on some grapes and it sent me back. I'm like, okay.
Weird.
Sounds about like Glitch. Yeah.
Bullshit game, right?
Bullshit game.
I haven't played it.
So
you should play it.
I think, don't play it. I mean, as an adult person that lives on a world... That's this world. I think Glitch is a bullshit game. And I'm sorry, the creators of Glitch work really hard on their game. And they, like, they didn't think it was... I played it before.
May not necessarily reflect the opinion of the taco company.
The taco company. So, like, the last time that I played it was before they brought it in again and reintroduced it in the beta, whatever bullshit. And
did they bring in a really cute little kid like they always do when a TV show is dying?
Like Rudy.
They might as well have. They might as well have.
That redhead on Different Strokes.
Because one of my friends, her daughter play Glitch together. And her daughter is 7.
And is she adorable?
She is adorable.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you're just trying to get me back into this game, aren't you? You're just trying to get me to like this, aren't you? And she's like, look, I just fed all our chickens. And I just reorganized this place in our house.
That's precious.
And I'm like, you're adorable, but this game is dumb.
I kind of had the opposite problem with Glitch. I mean, not that it's like a really good game, because it's totally doing all that stuff where it's just like playing into your psychology. You know, like the whole progression is just really satisfying. And it's kind of like there's no substance there, but like the skill tree.
I mean, is it satisfying in the respect where you don't have to fucking do anything? You just click a button and it's like, do you have these things? If not, you can get them from someone.
So the satisfying part was having it arbitrarily locked off and then being able to earn it. Right? Because you're like, oh, I can't even, maybe when I hug a tree, it's not going to work because I don't have this skill. Oh, but I can get this skill by clicking on a thing and then waiting 10 minutes. Oh, and now when I hug a tree, it always works. And there's just so much shit like that.
Yeah.
I actually had
to. Sounds unsatisfying.
I had to make myself stop playing because it was not, there wasn't any substance there, you know, but I still just wanted to play it. And after I decided that I was going to stop playing it because it wasn't, like, doing anything for me except being an obsession, I wanted to pick it up and play it again worse than I wanted a cigarette when I quit smoking.
Well, what about it makes it like that?
I think it just is the satisfyingness of the progression. I think that was because the world is not really interesting to explore. Oh, this is a thing that I wanted to talk about. Emily, have you seen like the egg roots and the spice roots and stuff that people will like set up on their homeworlds?
No, I have not, Jenny.
Shall I tell you about them, Emily?
Yes, Jenny, please.
Is the water warm, Lisa?
The water is warm.
So you're farming stuff in Glitch, and it's just, like, out in the world, different places, but it's kind of, it's hard to get anywhere in Glitch, because you have to, like, walk, you know, and, like, you might be really far away from some spice trees, and maybe, like, you need a lot of spices, but it's cool, because people have, are you playing Puzzlecraft on your phone?
I am not.
I just always feel like you're playing Puzzlecraft
on
your phone.
I'm not. I was checking my messages.
Melissa.
Yeah. So, but you can have like resources in your home world. So people will do a thing where they're like, I'm going to be on the spice route and I'm going to put like 12 spice trees in my thing. And then I'm going to link to someone else who has like 10 spice trees. And we're going to have like this external website where, yeah. So you can just go, if you want spices, you just find, like you go to this website and you don't even have to type anything into the game. You just click the button on the external website. It'll load up this person's home world with like 12 spice trees. And then you just go and farm all of the spice that you need. And like all of the eggs that you need, and all of the anything.
It's frightening.
Yeah. And on the one hand, I mean, this is a thing that in any game where people can set up a thing like this, you know, for just really easy farming, people will do it. Like the fax network in KOL, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like people can just get any monster they want because the community has gone in and put all these monsters in the network.
Because the KOL community rules.
The KOL community is awesome.
It's really great. KOL Con.
You should come to KOL Con right now. You already missed a lot of it.
You're not too late. No, you're going to be too late for all of it.
Oh, you're going to be really sad if
I'm
you're
sorry,
listening
guys.
To this.
I'm sorry you missed it. Come next year.
Yeah.
KOL Con 10.
It's a lot of fun. Casino Night is my favorite.
I heard stories about how it was your favorite.
That's hard. I think skating. I really had fun skating.
I didn't skate, so
it's harder to have fun skating
on your sneakers.
My favorite thing is just the entirety of like 200 people coming together and just
being
hugging.
Nice. Being nice to each other.
Just group hug. 200 people group hug.
Aww.
I love it so
much. What's the biggest group hug you've been in so far this weekend? Mine is only 4 people.
Wow. I'm hurting. I've only been in a one-hugger.
A one-hugger?
Yeah.
Well, technically it was a two-hugger unless you were hugging yourself, right?
Well.
Oh, that's sadder than a Capri-Sun.
Maybe if
delicious.
You wore a name tag.
I have 4. Yeah, maybe.
I have 4 name tags on right now.
Yeah.
I mean... Granted, 3 of them are, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
That is a fact about Emily. Emily.
That's what I do, Jenny.
Hey, if someone chose you to drink and we just say your name for like the last 5 minutes of the podcast, do we have to go to jail because we murdered them?
I don't know. I mean, I feel
Emily,
like...
Emily.
I feel
Emily,
like,
Emily,
to be
Emily.
Fair, to be Emily. Fair, I think that Jenny is the most... I think Jenny is the winner of the alcohol content... For the evening, even though she doesn't even drink.
Oh, because we've said her name.
Because
so
we've
much.
Said her name so many times.
Yeah.
I think you win.
It's okay, though, because if you pick me, my secret power on this podcast is that if you pick me, you have the option to choose a non-alcoholic beverage, which is a super broken power.
That
and
might
totally
be too fucking late.
But yeah.
It's got to be caffeinated, though.
Yeah. Oh, it does have to be very caffeinated.
And you get bonus points if it is juice or diet. Or diet juice.
Diet caffeinated juice is hard to find. Yeah. You get a lot of bonus points for that.
I bet in like Canada they have that shit.
They have all the shit in
I
Canada.
Know.
Let's go to
they
Canada.
They don't have guns.
Oh, I need to do this right now. I need to do this right now.
What?
Shout out to Clackling.
Shout out to Clackling.
Clackling. Mr. Clackling. I love you. This is a shout out to your face.
Yeah.
And your butt.
I think there are other people we're supposed to give shout-outs to.
Like some serious asshole.
Oh, yeah, that
who
guy.
Is that
fucker? I don't even know. He's just like
I heard,
a dick all
okay,
the time.
So I heard that Sirius is an L-Train multi.
Did you?
I heard that, too. He was even wearing an L-Train name tag.
I know.
It's like he wants people to know.
I know. So those are our shout-outs that we can remember. We don't really love Sirius.
That was it, right?
It was a lie. She just lied.
Aww.
Anytime Melissa said something in a sing-song voice, it's a lie.
Cirrus actually killed Casey Wiederman's cat.
We weren't supposed
Whoa.
To tell.
Cirrus kicked my dog.
Oh, we weren't.
Did I tell you?
What?
I'll tell you.
You
later.
Have a dog?
Nothing. He kicked my dog.
He kicked your dog.
Did we go through all the questions? Did we make it through
No,
all
we
them?
Didn't make it through I all the
Why
questions.
Is there still a naked pirate lady on my phone?
I think we made it through all the questions we were going to go over.
Well, shit, Shorty.
Was there one that I was excited? Oh, yeah. If we weren't going to talk about, that one.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jenny.
I think I remember that one that started a whole fucking argument.
I haven't been playing any games, so that makes it hard.
Can we talk about KOL for a second?
Yeah, let's talk about KOL.
Because we're at the Kingdom of Loathing Con.
We're in the
number
office
nine.
Of the Kingdom of the Asymmetric Publications headquarters.
Number nine.
In beautiful, it's not really beautiful.
Beautifits.
In
beautiful.
In passable downtown, not downtown Mesa.
Downtown, not
passable
downtown.
West Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah, it's fun.
And you should play
I like that game.
The end.
I feel like I would have had more to say about I had not had so much alcohol today. It's a fun time.
If you used to play KOL and you stopped because you got like sick of the routine or whatever, you should try out the new challenge paths.
So I've heard some gross things that gross me out.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah.
About people who listen to the Video Games Hot Dog podcast and they listen to various other Hot Dog Network podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And they like don't play KOL and they've never heard of Word Realms.
What?
And I'm all shit, Shouty.
How did they respond to that?
I don't know. You tell me. How would you respond to it?
How do you feel about shit, Shouty?
Please send us your comments. Because we got some ASCII boobs, we're going to make a Facebook page.
Are we going to stop soliciting ASCII boobs? Because I want all the ASCII boobs I can.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? We should do that. I'm going to throw it out there right now. I fucking hope this is still a thing or else I'm going to just be a liar right now. That we're probably going to be able to be found at facebook.com/videogamestaco or VG Taco or something tacos.
I think that was taken.
Was it taken?
No,
I'm kidding.
I mean,
was it?
VG Taco was.
What the bullshit?
I'm sure we could get Video Games Taco.
Okay, but no, seriously, I mean...
Yeah.
Maybe because VG is like vag, which is like VJJ, which
it was
is like
vegetarian, actually.
Oh,
I think
vegetarian.
It's almost like made actual
vegetarian
sex.
Tacos. So these people actually have a business.
Yeah.
And
although if
they're like, how dare they?
If they had a business, they should tweet more than two tweets. Yeah, I'm sorry, foreign person tweeting in your foreign language. You should tweet more often in your foreign language because culture is beautiful and we should embrace multiculturalism.
Jenny, I think you need to calm down.
I'm not even drinking.
I think you need to calm down.
That was beautiful. I've never seen you so passionate about something before. There's a single teardrop falling from my right eye.
There's not really.
Everyone needs to calm down. I'm freaking out, man.
You freaking out? Should we go to a concert?
Oh, there's a concert that we're going to go to.
There's that thing, and it starts in... 20 minutes, so we should probably go. Okay. Hey, guys. So we're going to try and make a Twitter. We're going to try and make we have to make a Facebook page now.
Yeah, we have to. Gleep sends ASCII boobs.
And I will force the guys that do Video Games Taco to plug us on their Twitter, which is VG Hot Dog on Twitter. It's at VG Hot Dog. It's videogameshotdog.com.
Yeah.
They're also...
.net shit.
There's none of this .net shit. We go all out from here. .biz.org. The hot dog dog dot dog dot hot dog dot video games dot
VG
tacos
dot
org
dildo
dot dill dot
butts dot boner
dot com.
So yes, Twitter at VG hot dog. Video games hot dog .com. I don't know if they have a Facebook page or not.
We don't
have any fucking signs up telling
they're
us what's going on.
They're anti-Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least one of them is.
Yeah. We're going to get our social networking together.
So,
it's
awesome. We're going to get our shit together. We're going to try.
I have my remote location set up.
Yes.
We are going to try and bring you guys an episode more than once a month. We're going to start doing bi-weeklies as soon as we fucking can. That is, unless everyone is like, you suck and this episode was awful.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit about Glitch and why did you keep talking about Glitch because I don't care.
You know, I feel like they wouldn't even tell us because we're girls and we might get sad and like menstruate on them.
Yeah,
just like pull your diva cup out and just dump it on their head, Carrie style.
That
is what
we
should do. Yeah.
All
right.
On that note,
I'm going to let that go. I'm just going to let this whole thing go.
Nice.
I love you. I love you people on the sound waves.
Oh, that just took a turn.
I love you guys. You're my best friends.
I just want you to know.
Emily, put the mic down.
Emily, I just want you to know.
Oh my God, Emily.
Hello, I just love you so much.
Emily.
I just love you so
much. Emily.
All right, I'm sorry.
Bye, everybody.
MikeTysonsPunchOut.com.
Do 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 do